been really pleased, really happy, outstanding. Looked at the history of the club, the destiny where the club's going to go, and everything ticked every box for me, really. I'm proud to be a Sheffield United player now.
What is it then about this club and sort of the direction that it's going in? Because, you know, you have dropped a level, essentially, to come and play for the Blades.
Yeah, it was a big thing, dropping the level, but I think, obviously, the manager, his staff, all the lads who I've spoke to, have been at this club previously and now present, just the hunger that they've got, and that's something that I've wanted to be part of and that I'm going to be part of now, obviously, being a Sheffield United player. That it's the only way is up, really, so that's the main thing for me.
When did you sort of decide that, you know, this was the club for me? Because the manager's just told us there was Championship interest in there. So, as you say, you know, making the big decision to drop down, when was that moment you thought, yeah, this is the move I'm going to make?
Yeah, I brought my dad up, and he had a look around the whole place as well as me, and I think obviously the Championship interest was there, and dropping down the league was going to be a big thing for me, and that was the main reason that was stopping us. But obviously I've dropped down now, and the interest was there, but the main thing was to come here and enjoy it, and the management and the staff were a big influence in me, and like I can see now, I'm very close with him, and I'm looking forward to working for him.
And it's a big challenge as well, isn't it? Is that sometimes underestimated? Do we kind of focus a bit too much on divisions and money sometimes? It maybe is the kind of the challenge that the players want.
Yeah, it's a challenge, and I've not got a medal in my locker, so hopefully one day for Sheffield United, well, I will get that. And seeing how well they did at the back end of last year was a key factor. And I know, like, players like Bob Harris, the goalkeeper Mark Howard, and they see how good it is here, and I think they swerve me away as well. And to come to a club where you feel welcomed and loved, and like you guys today have been really good to us, it's something that I really want to be part of.
And even though the club was in League One, there was a lot of attention focused on it on the back half of last season, the run that they had to somehow almost get in the playoffs despite the start they had, and then get into the FA Cup semi-final. I'm guessing that sort of players around the country kind of took notice of that.
Yeah, definitely. Me personally, I definitely did. Obviously, seeing the gaffer Nigel do what he did, and the other lads who obviously I've been played with, was a big thing. I'm a very football person. I love me football. So, and seeing the team do that was unbelievable. And that's what kind of gave us, like, they're going to go, and that's what we want to do. That's what I want to be part of.
And are you looking to really sort of put down some roots here with this move and sort of spend a bit of time here? I mean, I overheard you talking there that I think your missus is expecting as well. Is this kind of, do you see this as a long term project?
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have, I was hoping for it to get a contract that I did for the time that I got it for. And it's because we want to move, we want to settle down, and we want to be part of Sheffield. And it's a massive city, it's a big city. It's like, it's known for the Steel City Derby, and I want to be part of that as well. Hopefully next year it'll happen and things like that. But yes, my missus is, she's pregnant. We've got a boy on the way, and obviously it'll be a great thing to have a Sheffield supporter in the family, which I'm sure he will be.
Is it the first?
Yes, the first as well. So it's all nervous times, but it's exciting at the same time. It's a big, big stage in my life now. I'm 26 year old, just turned, so it's a big stage in my life, and I can't wait for it to get things going.
Enjoy your sleeping while you still can, I'd suggest. I mean, it is a club that, you know, over the last few years has been in the Premier League, has been pushing at the top end of the Championship. I mean, it has got that potential to get there again. It has been a tough last few years, but there's no doubt in the potential here, is there?
Yeah, no, definitely not. I think as I speak to people, as I speak to players, and me, myself personally, looked at the history of the club and the destiny where it's going, and I can tell now that it's the only way is up. And hopefully, if we get a good start next year, but you can't get too high when you win, and you can't get too low when you lose. It's going to be a hard season. There's hot, tough teams in this league. It's a good league. It is League One, but it is a good league. And hopefully, this club, with the fan base it's got, the only way it's going to be up.
It does come with some pressure, though, isn't it? Because people will look at the Blades next year and say, it's about time that football club won promotion. Everybody's going to expect you to be up there, aren't
I'm they? Expecting a lot of pressure from the fans as well. So it does, of course, it comes with pressure, but that's why I kind of wanted to come to this club, because, like, you thrive on pressure, you play well under pressure, and some people can't take it, but hopefully the fans and all the staff will see that I can, and that's why I've come here personally, to get this club up and be part of it.
It seems like it is a really good group here as well. I'm not sure how many of the players that you know, or maybe you've had a chance to speak to, but it seemed, you know, especially during the second half of last year, that it was a very close group as well.
Yeah, very close and very hungry, I would say. The players all sound like they're eager to get going again, and all they want is promotion and things like that. So, of course, it's a very close-knit group, and that's what I am. I'm a close lad, I'm a lad's lad. I want to be with the lads day in, day out, stay behind, and we'll help each other out. And it, if someone's not having the best of games, you go and talk to them, and you be together. And that's the main thing in football, I think, togetherness. And that's what I think, obviously, the gaffer's brought into this club, knowing me, and you will get to know me more as well.
Is timing important for you as well? Because, you know, a lot of players will kind of wait until later in the summer, might go away, then come back, see what options are there, wait to see if the, you know, the opportunities in terms of money go up a little bit into July, maybe even into August as well. Did you just want to get your future sorted as soon as possible?
Yeah, I think obviously being at Blackpool as well, I've seen how many players came on trial and still didn't get signed and seen things like that. But coming to this club, I don't think it was an option really. I thought straight away, if Sheffield United wanted us, I would definitely be willing to come down, speak to the gaffer, and then after that, my head was turned. I couldn't wait to obviously get me pen out and sign on the dotted line, really. But obviously you don't want to be waiting around till August, because you don't go back fit, you don't go back sharp. And obviously come the 3rd of July, start of pre-season, I'm going to be hungry and ready to get the pre-season games under me belt.
Do you think you're sort of coming in towards your peak time of your career? You're 26 next month, aren't you? Do you think this is sort of your opportunity to play your best years now?
Yeah, definitely. I started late at Bolton. I started when I was 18. I didn't really have a scholarship or nothing, so I started late. But coming the back end of last year, I could see myself getting stronger, fitter, better. And I've improved a lot since I was that young lad, 18-year-old. I'm 26 now, and I've got everything to look forward to. And you'll probably see the best football out of us next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. So that's the main thing for me.
And we have seen you playing in many different positions during your career. I mean, do you have a preferred position? Because players don't like to be sort of labelled as the utility man, do they? But they always seem to have a favourite position.
I think that's what's came across me. It's always been Chris Basham, the centre midfielder, who does really well, or he goes to right back. But I need to get that nailed down position. Me personally, my favourite position is centre midfield, but if it comes to the gaffer wants to try and chop things around a little bit, it has to be that position for the rest of the season. It can't be me playing here, there and everywhere, because it affects me personally as well. But you don't mind doing it if a lad gets ill or a lad gets suspended. I don't mind doing that, but I would rather play centre midfield, yeah.
But those sort of players who can fill in if they need to are important players. I mean, the manager's talked about how he wants to work with a smaller squad this year. If a player does get injured, to fill in for a couple of games in a certain spot, you need guys like that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think, me personally, I love doing it as well. Like, you learn your trade by playing different positions, but as I say, it's great to have lads who are willing to do that. There's a lot of lads who aren't, and that's when you find out, oh, well, is he really up for this fight? And so at the end of the day, I am up for the fight, and if he wants us to play somewhere else, centre-half, right-back, midfield, it's personally anyway in goal, you know what I mean? You just got to enjoy yourself as well as playing under this pressure.